It is time now for Conversations with the Mayor. Support for Conversations with the Mayor comes from the members for the Chamber of a Greater Chapel Hill Carborough, encouraging you to put down your mouse and get out of the house. Local businesses are inviting you to mask up, buy local, and engage in safe commerce. Visit carolinachamber.org to learn more about the Chamber for a Greater Chapel Hill Carborough and get more information about membership as well. As promised, we're talking Hillsborough today, and we're joined on the phone by Mayor Jen Weaver, HillsboroughNC.gov, for more information on town government. Mayor Weaver, thank you so much for being with us today. How are you?
I am doing well. It's a perfect fall day out there. Officially starting our first day of fall, so I'm all good.
Yeah, it really, really is. So the kind of the top story in the news today, just this afternoon, within the last hour or so, hour and a half now, we got the announcement from Governor Cooper about possible future changes to COVID-related restrictions. No changes yet, nothing this week, but probably next week, Friday, assuming numbers hold, some eased restrictions, including big outdoor venues like Keenan Stadium. But he also hinted at some other eased restrictions as well, which I know will be good news for businesses that have been waiting for that. What is your take, though, on it as someone who's been following the business impact, but also following the health impact as well?
Well, I think my take is really a wait and see. It's always a dance of trying to see what the numbers are going to do. We've been on a steady, but I would characterize it as pretty good trend here locally. But, you know, I think that I am eager for us all to be healthy and financially stable, and just hoping we can keep headed in that direction. Public health, of course, has to take the priority. So, I think that our whole community and the leadership of the community, you know, has taken a cautious approach, but also trying to keep our wits about us and follow the lead of the governor as much as seems appropriate for our local community.
What do you know, and what should people know about the continued impact of the pandemic in terms of physical health and mental health? You mentioned that, and the impact on businesses too, and what should people be doing in order to get through this faster and more safely?
Well, I think it is the same story, as we know what works, and we should keep doing that, which is to keep wearing our face coverings. I think that it's clear that that is having a very positive effect on slowing the spread. And so really to keep doing that and to remember that the pandemic is still here. You know, again, I think the longer it drags on and the more things start to feel, quote unquote, normal, it's easy to forget that it's still there. And we so to keep practicing those safety precautions of the three W's. There's also a new tool that the state launched today, the new Slow COVID NC app. It's a free contact tracing app that looks to me like it has good privacy precautions. It's anonymous, but it is one more way to aid in contact tracing. So if you sign up for this app and connect it with your Bluetooth, then it can let you know if you have come in close contact with anyone who is also on the app and has reported that they are positive for COVID. So I encourage people to download that and use it.
Speaking with Hillsborough Mayor Jen Weaver, again, hillsboroughnc.gov is the website. A lot of town work continues to go on as we get further into the fall. No town board meetings this week. Next one's next week, but work continues on. So with that in mind, give us some updates on ongoing town projects. I know we've talked in the past about work on the mosaic that's going in. We've talked about the Colonial Inn and the work that's going to restore that and get it back open again. What's the latest on those?
That's right. I think with those projects, we're in this period of things feel tantalizingly close. I walk by the Colonial Inn frequently, and every time I walk by, it just looks more and more ready. They have the sign draped over as if it's, you know, ready for an unveiling. It's been that way for a couple of weeks. And so it's just really looking just beautiful. It really looks like the folks involved in that project are doing a very excellent job. And if anyone is following the progression of the mosaic on Instagram or Facebook, the artist started doing the grouting of the different tile pieces over the past couple of weeks, and so that's been fun to watch the color mixing and posting some of the completed pieces that people contributed, and seeing that come together and mounted is going to be extremely exciting. And so those are some public community things, but I think there's just it's really important and good, hearkening back to that mental health piece, is to keep thinking about, there's a lot of great stuff going on. We are a pretty tight community here in Hillsborough, and people do look out for each other. And when we have these community projects or community changes, something like the Colonial Inn that's been treasured for so long, we're all on the lookout for it and excited, and really good to have the pieces of joy along with the things that folks are struggling with right now.
And kind of in that vein, other things going on this fall that are kind of larger than just Hillsborough, but also includes Hillsborough too. We've got an election coming up in just a little bit more than a month now. We're still in the census response period for at least another 8 days. What should people know about those?
Definitely fill out that census if you haven't yet. It remains ever important. So Commissioner Matt Hughes has been closely involved in that, and he was reporting out to the board last week. There's a chance that deadline may be extended again for census collection, but it doesn't sound like something we should be counting on past the end of September. So people should definitely please fill out those census forms. And today is also National Register to Vote Day, so folks should get registered. It's an extremely important election, and make your plan to vote. After a lot of hemming and hawing, deciding what I wanted to do, I decided that I am going to put my mask on and in-person early vote. And one thing to remember is that the early vote site here in Hillsborough is typically at the Board of Elections, but it has been changed over to Mayo Street, to the county building over there, where the Social Department of Social Services is. It's somewhere along that area where that site is going to be housed. But there'll be a lot of information coming out about that. So I know a lot of people are here working locally to be sure that people know how, when, and where to vote.
And as we wrap up this conversation, other things going on in Hillsborough that folks ought to know about?
Sure. A couple of things are going on. One of them is the Hillsborough Arts Council at hillsborougharts.org is where you can find more information. But they are collecting art supplies for art teachers here in the Orange County schools, so that they can try and collect those supplies and get them out to students, so that students in remote learning can have what they need at home to do some of the art projects that teachers in the system are hoping to do. So folks can go to the Art Council's website and find out more information about how to donate to that effort. And then also this Sunday, there's a sidewalk sale. It's an annual event that some of the downtown merchants do. But it looks like there's going to be good participation for that. Sunday afternoon, 1 to 3, is an opportunity to come out and support some local businesses, some of them out on the sidewalks. Maybe you can grab yourself some food to go while you're at it. There's a number of folks participating in that. So enjoy this beautiful fall weather.
Awesome. And again, hillsboroughnc.gov for more information on town government. Visit hillsboroughnc.com for an events and happenings calendar as more things start to happen in and around town. Head there and get more information, too. Mayor Jen Weaver, as always, thank you so much.
Thanks for having me, Aaron. Have a great week.